We're continuing with our look at Acts 25, verses 8 through 12. Paul is standing before Porcius Festus, the procurator of Judea and Cilicia. He's been given a choice. He can go back to Jerusalem and be retried before the Sanhedrin and Festus, or he can choose something else. And that something else comes up in verse 10. Here's what Paul says. I am standing before the judgment seat of Caesar where I ought to be tried, and I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. Paul is shifting the jurisdiction from local Jewish authorities to the highest Roman authority. He's emphasizing the tension between Jewish and Roman governance. Paul is asserting his legal privileges as a Roman citizen. We might add that Paul is also demonstrating the broader theme of the early Christians navigating between the Jewish and the Roman worlds. So at the end of verse 10 we read, I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. Paul's boldness is showing in this statement. It reminds us of Jesus before Pilate. When the procurator asked Jesus, do you not know that I can have you executed? Jesus said, you would have no authority over me if my Father had not allowed it. Paul tells Festus, you know very well that I have done nothing against the Jews. This was a fact. Festus had the records from Paul's trial before Felix. He knows that the Jews had not produced a single witness who could verify that Paul had committed any crime of temple sacrilege, which carried the penalty of death. In the last round of trials, Festus knew that there was no proof against Paul. The governor heard random charges that could not be substantiated. He had seen the worthlessness of verbal evidence offered by the Jews. But Festus has a very large problem. He needs to navigate the complex issues between Jewish placation and Roman law. So let's read verse 11. If, however, I am guilty of anything worthy of death, I do not refuse to die. But if there is no truth to their accusations against me, no one has the right to hand me over to them, so I appeal to Caesar. Now, that first part of Paul's statement is intriguing, especially the way he words it. He says, if I am guilty of a capital crime, I do not refuse to die. The Greek word here for refuse is paratiomai. It can mean to decline, shun, avoid, make an excuse, or to refuse. So Paul is saying, if I have done anything worthy of death under Roman law, I have no wish to escape justice. I do not wish to evade the laws or avoid any just punishment. F.F. Bruce gives us this insight on Paul's statement. He says, it was not, he assured Festus, that he wished to circumvent the law of Rome or escape the due penalty for anything that he might have done. If he had in fact committed a capital crime, as his accusers maintained, he was prepared to suffer the supreme penalty for it. But if there was no substance in their charges, he must not be placed in their power. Paul is being both bold and strategic. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.